Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 24th. It's the 21st day of podcasting and my 8th day. I don't really have anything planned to talk about today, so you all actually just get to hang out with me while I unpack our DragonCon tubs and try to decide what the heck we're going to wear while we're there. Because I think I said we're just going to reuse some of the things we already have. So, first thing I pull out is a monkey mask, and everyone always needs a monkey mask. Probably take that because that's kind of like a standby with Ken. Next thing that's coming is Fallout. That's probably one we'll take. Ken actually wears the Fallout, and I am the mysterious stranger with the trench coat and the hat. I'm the female version. So instead of the tie and stuff, I just wear the trench coat, and I've got some heels and stuff that go with it and the hat. So that's pretty cool. There's my hat. May need to iron the trench coat. I probably should have taken it out when we got home last time. There are Ken's boots. I don't see how he wears these things. They are so freaking heavy just for me to hold them. I think we got them at a Goodwill in Atlanta. So they would look realistic, and they do a pretty good job, but like I said, they are very hot. Let's see. So, next thing we have is an outfit that I wore. It was a character from Pathfinder. And Ken has the parts to do another one, but I don't think we're going to get that made. So, right now we have Fallout and a monkey mask to take with us. Let's see. There are... Sorry for the noise. I'm not sure what I'm going to... how it sounds like. I'm not using the regular thing I use. Alright, this is a steampunk trunk. So... I have different colors of steampunky skirts. Some of them are the, I forgot what you call it, like the broom straw, crinkly kind of material. And then I've got a solid one, too, and the corsets to go with them. So I probably won't need, since we're going to be gone tonight, I usually take two, but I definitely probably won't need but one this time. Pulling those out. There's my pirate hat. That's an easy go-to. And Ken's easy go-to is always, he has two kilts. And he always takes those. He actually has gotten into wearing, and of course the phone rings while I'm doing this. Okay, I'm back. That was my dad. He had a couple of questions, so that's done with. So like I was saying, Ken always takes his kilts, and he wears them truly as kilts should be worn. He was against utility kilts for a long time, but I think it's a little more comfortable than his wool one. And it does have a couple of pockets. And when you're somewhere like a con, it's really hard. He's got a sporran, but it's just easier to keep up with things when you have pockets. So he wears both of them. And he combines them with a variety of nerdy t-shirts and what else? Oh, he does a steampunk thing with one of them. So probably always have to take the kilts. So, and what else? Ooh, I'm not taking that. That's hot. It's a long sleeve shirt, and I'm totally not in the mood for that. So leaving that here. So we have kilts and Fallout and a little bit of steampunk. We're doing good. Ah, there's my little girly pirate outfit. I'll probably take it. It's an easy one to use. Comfy, not too hot. Going for that. It's kind of a ruffly pirate skirt, and I either pair it with normally just piratey normal stuff, but I've also worn it with a Batman girly t-shirt because it's black, and that goes pretty good too. So, and usually by the last night I'm tired, and one year really tired, and one year we actually there's the pair of shoes I was looking for the other day to wear with a black skirt in the Dragon Con tub. There we go. What was I saying? Oh, a couple of years ago with some friends, we actually did like a group thing where we all wore like superhero pajamas and things like that. And since we've done that, I kind of gotten into the habit on the last night, sincerely, I wear something superhero-y pajama-y because it's comfortable. One year, I wore a Batman dress or a nightgown. And then last year, it may have been the Batman with the skirt. And this year, I've got just another little one I may wear. Just depends on how tired I am. So we'll see how that goes. My pirate boots. I forgot I had those. Yay. My pirate purse. I'll be all pirated out. My pirate corset. Still going. So things are looking pretty good for that one. Let's see. This tub's all the crafty stuff where we make stuff, but like I said, we're really not making much or anything this year just for lack of time. I've still got to lay out our stuff we're wearing to the wedding and the rehearsal dinner, so it'll be perfect and ready to roll into when we get home. Oh, there's Ken's cool map. He's got one of his steampunk things. It's a coat, like a long... I can't really even describe it. It's an unusual jacket. It's very steampunky, but the material is a big map. It's brown and beige, and it's really cool looking. He likes to take that. And he'll wear things like that. The heat doesn't bother him like it does me. So he is good to go with that. Let's see. There are weapons. I love weapons. There are knives and guns and all kinds of stuff. So there are steampunk goggles. Oh, there's Emma. Last year we did a Hook and Emma outfit from Once Upon a Time. And Ken, honestly, he was a great Hook. The outfit was, he did really well with that. And I did Emma from the first, like where she wore the red jacket and the jeans and things like that. I think I can probably put a picture of that up. The only thing is, that jacket was hot. So, may take that one, may not. I haven't decided. We actually had a really good time with that one at the Carolina Con in Charlotte, Con Carolina, I think it's called. And there was a guy, and he played Mr. Gold, and his skin and everything about him was, like, perfect. So we actually looked for him at Dragon Con last year, because he said to, because we were going to try to hook up for another picture shot, but we never did find each other. So there we go with that. Oh, more steampunk, more corsets. Oh, I forgot I had that one. I like that one. So, Doctor Who scarf. All kinds of things like that. What else have we got? Oh, that one's cool. We, I had forgotten about that one. One year, we actually had a, I'm losing track of my thoughts as I'm going through this. It's always fun to go back through it. Oh, one year we, dressed as a game, Exploding Cows. And that's a really fun game if you've not played. A lot of people haven't heard of it. But we actually dressed up like the cows and the cards. And mine was kind of had a French beret kind of thing. And Ken's had a tuxedo. So that was fun one year. And getting to the end of that one. There are feathers. Feathers are always fun. Pirate pocketbook. All pirates have to have a pocketbook. And Ken's one of his steampunk hats or weapons. I love weapons. A cow mask. That's always good. And oh, there's my oriental dress. So some of you may have heard of One Night in Bangkok. It's kind of like a one-hit wonder. We actually did that one year. Ken wore a white suit. And I wore the oriental dress like the girl wore. And the flower in my hair. So that was pretty cool. Oh, they're my comfy shoes. And the steampunk belt. What else do we have in this one? Oh, there's that. Okay, cool. Just trying to see if there's anything else that might be easy to wear. Oh, there's always, if we're in a pinch, we can do a pretty good Sookie and Bill. We did it very well a few years ago. Ken didn't have the beard then. And I was probably a little more Sookie-like a few years ago. But there is always that to wear also. So, well, those are my three favorite tubs. We've got a couple more. We usually, well, last year I think we took three big tubs, Rubbermaid tubs, to Dragon Con. The way things are going this year, I'm probably going to cut it down to one. Be a little less to deal with since we're going back and forth so much. Hopefully next year, I hope we can get something more done. Things won't be quite as hectic. Things will settle down just a little bit. This was a very strange podcast, listening to me unpack tubs, but it's all I got tonight. And I think I'm going to let you go. And try to straighten these out, figure out what needs to be ironed, what needs to be mended, and try to organize it just a little bit. And so I hope everybody has a good day, good night, whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk tomorrow. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution share alike, version 3.0, unported.